So, graduates of 2023, I graduated in 1997. You can do the math. I won't ask everyone to say when they graduated, but this makes me feel a little bit older, that's for sure. Time can kind of play a little bit of a trick on us. When you are looking ahead at what is the potential of years and years and decades in front of you, it seems like time, in a way, can be kind of limitless. But when you're on the other end, as you live more and more, and you look back at years, decades gone by, it seems, where did the time go? Right? The Scriptures call us to have wisdom in thinking about the time that we have on the earth. Psalm 90, Lord, teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. I learned of someone just a few years ago who decided to calculate and conclude through family history, his own personal health, what his likely length of life and number of years would be. He did the math. He concluded how many weeks he would have, and as each week passes, he marks it off. I don't know that I would go there, but the point is we have a limit to our earthly days. The Lord wants us to be wise. So we want to think about Paul's words in Ephesians 5. Look carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time. The idea of redeeming the time, seizing, making use of that time. So how do you use the time most wisely? And this is where I want to encourage you graduates to think about one passage, just a couple verses, just for a few minutes, and that's Hebrews chapter 12. Pretty familiar scriptures. First two verses of Hebrews 12. Let me read those. Verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith. Just a few things. First of all, your life as a Christian graduate is a journey. You're on a path, you're on a road, you're on a track. He says, run with endurance the race set before us. As they say, it's not a sprint, it's not a marathon, it is a long distance relay. Before chapter 12 comes chapter 11, the so-called Hall of Faith. We have all of these Old Testament saints, one after another mentioned by faith. They demonstrated their sincerity of faith through obedience, Abraham, Jacob, Moses, and so on. And he says, these all died in faith, longing for that greater city to come. So the author is picturing an arena of spectators, these Old Testament saints who have passed into glory, and he's kind of upping the significance of your faith by saying, these saints past are witnessing, they're looking on as you now take the baton. You run the next leg of the race of God's kingdom. By His grace, by His Spirit. The faith has been passed to you that you would run it well. He says, run with endurance. Why do you need to run in that kind of way? He tells us, sin clings closely, and there are many weights. Let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. We have our own sins, idols, and many weights, distractions. They require an enduring heart. The path is not like driving your car on the road. If that's new for you, like our daughter, there's a little bit of a learning curve, but most roads are pretty smooth and you have a lot of signs telling you how fast, when there might be a sharp turn that's coming, when to yield, etc. But that's not the way the Christian faith works. The road can be rough. You may be surprised by certain trials, people challenging your Christian faith and your worldview, an emotionally difficult situation or relationship, opportunities that are coming up short, doors are not being opened. You will need endurance. So my first exhortation, my first charge is to resolve in your heart to endure, to be faithful, a good servant of the Lord. to think about a year from now, to think about 4 years from now. Put yourself there, that when you're there, you can look back and know you had aimed to grow in the Lord, resolved to endure. The next thing to see that will enable you to endure is to have a focus, which is right there in the text. The author does not say run the race with endurance aimlessly, right? Anywhere, any direction. He adds looking to Jesus. So that's to be the object of your aim. Whatever it is that you pursue in life, education, a career, relationships, many are the things that are going to vie for your heart's attention, your eyes' central attention. And there's going to be a temptation to put your life in the Lord in a kind of box, a compartment, like your dresser drawer, right? Many different pieces of clothing go in many different drawers. We can do that with our Christian faith. Hebrews is saying the better picture is like a bicycle tire in which Christ is at the center, supporting, influencing, speaking to all of these spokes of life. Fix your eyes on Jesus. So I would exhort you in a few things. One, commit yourself to a regular devotional pattern in your life. Grow in prayer, in the reading and study of Scripture. Two, invest in relationships where you can support one another in your life in Christ. Three, commit yourself to the local church, wherever that is. Serve her. Use your gifts to serve the body. Finally, run with endurance the race set before you, looking to Jesus. Life is a journey. The aim is Christ. Finally, you have the foundation of your life and faith. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of your faith. Perfecter there. He is the one who completes it. He's going to bring it to an end. But he's also the founder. This is an interesting word, and it's an important one. In fact, Sinclair Ferguson, the contemporary Christian author, he said in one of his last interactions with the late John Murray, a professor at Westminster Seminary in Philadelphia, Sinclair asked a question to Professor Murray. And after asking the question, Murray said, "That is a good question." And Sinclair felt good just that he would acknowledge he asked a good question. Well, the question was about the significance of this particular word here in Hebrews chapter 12. Founder, the founder of our faith, or author of our faith. The word is archegos. Arche. It's really two words, arche. You think about archaic, the beginning. This word is mentioned in John 1:1. In the beginning was the word, arche, beginning. And ago, to lead. Together they mean lead from the beginning. Some use the word founder or author or pioneer. He is the pioneer of your faith. Ferguson writes this, archegos describes an inaugurator, a trailblazer, a pioneer, someone whose achievements make it possible for others to experience the benefits of what he has done. He says, think, if you will, of a lone reconnaissance officer who has moved ahead of his platoon, which is in great danger. He's looking for a way of escape. He cuts his way through a jungle only to discover himself face to face with a gaping ravine. There seems no way forward, but unless he finds one, all is lost. He throws a lasso-like rope to the other side of the ravine and manages to catch it on a tree on the far side. He then risks all by clambering across to the other side, hand over hand, inch by nerve-wracking inch. He secures the rope and manages to create a rope bridge. Eventually, he leads his whole platoon over the ravine onto the safety of the other side. Jesus is the founder. He is the pioneer of your faith. He lived, he was crucified, he was resurrected, blazing the trail that becomes ours. He made the path, he walked the path, and now he leads you through that path. So I would encourage you, if Christ is the pioneer and the finisher, this gives you freedom. Freedom. Freedom to live without fear. to live your faith with boldness, to be the person Christ has called you to be, whatever He calls you to. So let me offer a word of prayer. Father, thank You for each of these graduates. Bless them. May Your word be written on their hearts and in their minds. Draw them ever more to Yourself. Lord, we thank You that even as we celebrate tonight, we have Your word and Your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who binds us together. We thank You for Your great love for us, Your redemption accomplished and applied. Work that faith in each of us, we pray in Jesus' name.